If I could ask the communion stewards to come forward, we're going to move into the celebration of Holy Communion. If you'd like to follow along with us, we will be starting on the liturgy on page 7 in your hymnal. If you haven't joined us for communion, a few moments of explanation. In the United Methodist Church, we believe that all who have been baptized in God's grace, all who believe that they are sinners and repent of their sins and want to come to Christ, even if you're not baptized, actually, we're even clearer than that. If you want to be in relationship with your God, you are welcome at the table of Jesus Christ. We'll go through the liturgy commemorating the Last Supper of Jesus, thinking about his crucifixion and resurrection. And then as the ushers release you from the aisles, you'll come forward. We'll hand you a chunk of bread. And in the silver trays are small cups of grape juice. You eat the bread, drink the grape juice, and put the cups in these baskets that have the napkins on either side. Also, if you're so moved to make a donation to our ministries, our ushers will be on the aisles to accept your monetary donations. So let us come to Christ's table. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and who seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My sisters and brothers, hear this good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through your prophets. And so with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In like manner, when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He offered it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us. As we together proclaim the mystery of our faith, Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast with him at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in this, your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, as a sign of our commitment to following Christ, let us pray together the words that Jesus taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Because there is but one loaf, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of this one loaf. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. This blessed cup over which we give thanks is a sharing in the blood of Christ. And now come to table. This is the gift, the meal that Christ has prepared for us. Let us come with joyful hearts as the ushers will each row two stations with bread and juice, the cups in the basket, and a donation to the ushers if you so choose. Come now. The feast is ready.